Good luck. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,752. Glen Fern LLC seeks a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Carolina Street, approximately 150 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 38448 Carolina Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MRNC1. The tax map is District 334, Map 20.09, Parcel 185. Specifically, they are requesting a 5-foot variance for the side yard setback for the second floor. Staff does note that other variances, case 4617, for a front yard and side yard setback were granted in 1992. This applicant did provide an exhibit booklet that was at your desk this evening, and we received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Evans Wilson III, 1101 Smyrna Lipstick Road and 38448 Carolina Street, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the firm of Morris James, and I represent Glen Fern LLC, and I have with me Dr. Wilson, who is the member manager of Glen Fern LLC. As was described by Ms. Cornwell, this property is located on Carolina Street in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. There is a picture now on the screen provided to you, and I've also provided you with exhibit books. This property has been in the family of the Wilsons since 1950. And at that time, this property, if you take a look at tab 7, in the books, is a part of Killen's addition to Rehoboth Beach. It is, I'm going to point to this because the street name is totally illegible, but it is the first street, and you'll see a triangular lot that is marked lot number 24. That property is, as it exists today, about 72 feet wide in the front and 38 feet in the back, and as we all know, in the 21st century, we don't do lots that size and with that configuration in order to comply with the current zoning requirements of the county. There is a copy of the current deed to the property that's located at tab 5, and if you take a look at tabs 8, 7, and 9, you will see what the particular tab 8, what the aerial overview of the property is, and on tab 9 you'll see what the street view is, where the street stops right in front of the house, and there is a cul-de-sac where the arrow appears on your screen. The existing neighborhood is a residential site, and if you take a look at tab 2, you will see that the current footprint of the property consists of a two-story frame dwelling. There is an outdoor shower, a second-story deck, and some concrete drive, all of which are adjacent to the adjacent subdivision, which is known as Rehoboth by the Sea. And I will tell you that when Killen's addition was made to Rehoboth Beach, Rehoboth by the Sea did not exist. That's how far back this goes. There have been a number of previous renovations made to the property, all of which have received prior building permits, and those are located at tab 6. The mystery of it all is that those three building permits that are referred to in tab 6, the certificates of occupancy, either have been misplaced or no longer exist, and so we're unable to tell you specifically that they have had certificates of occupancy. But let it be said that since 1983 and before, this property has been occupied by the Wilsons, and those improvements have been there. There are proposed renovations for this particular site, and they're located at tab 3. And these proposed renovations will be within the existing footprint that is currently there. But we need to clean up the issue of the open deck in the second floor addition, which requires the need for the 5-foot variance for the proposed encroachment of the second floor over the first floor. And at this time, I would like to call Dr. Wilson to the stand for a moment. And if you will, please, Dr. Wilson, I know you're a young man and you've been sworn, but you are old enough to remember when there was no longer, or there was no Rehoboth by the Sea. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And do you recall the building history of this particular property?
I do. It was, I think it was a prefab created one-bedroom cottage when my grandfather bought it. The well, it had a well, the pump was outside. The house next to it, my grandmother's cousin had the same house, and it's still there in some configuration, and their family still lives there. The street essentially was those two houses. And Mr. Shellick bought a house, or bought the lot at the end, and two lots actually, and constructed a house. Vessels Lumber Yard used to be across what was then Route 14, now Route 1. And Mr. Vessel built a house across from my grandfather's house, and it's still there, and part of the Vessel family still lives there. It was for Mr. Dawson, who was the foreman of the lumber yard, who I used to play with. Son. My cousin Adams moved into a lot across from the Hubbard's lot and built a house that was a year-round house, and it was the only year-round house other than the Vessel's house. When I grew up there, it was a sand road through a pine woods forest to get to the beach, and Mr. Hubbard used to drive a Jeep through the sand road to get to the beach, and that was back in the 50s. In the 60s, Rehoboth Beach by the Sea was constructed.
Was there a time when this lot was considered rectangular?
There was. My grandfather always fought back the honeysuckle and the greenbrier to make sure it didn't encroach on his yard, and it was in use a rectangular lot until it was surveyed after my father's death in 1994. My mother was confronted with a survey of a property that was exchanged. The DeBellises had the property, but when it was sold, the survey, which I had never seen, indicated that it was a trapezoidal lot, and so the fence that Mr. DeBellis and my father erected probably somewhere in the 70s was taken down and moved back to conform to the trapezoidal nature of the lot.
This cul-de-sac is blocked now. There is no through traffic into the Rehoboth by the Sea. Is that correct?
There is no through traffic.
And there currently exists a structure on the site which you would like to replace. Is that correct?
Well, each generation that has gone forward from a one-bedroom cottage to a two-bedroom cottage to a three-bedroom cottage, each iteration has allowed the next generation to share. My son and daughter-in-law, now two grandchildren, would like to share that property as well, and so the addition would enable that to take place.
And so you're really renovating this old house, this old
That's
family
correct.
House. And it's your intention that any construction on site will remain in the currently existing footprint, correct?
Yes.
You have heard me make a number of statements before you began your testimony. Will you confirm, please, that those statements were accurate?
Yes.
You accept those as if they were made by you?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to take a seat for just a second. Whoops, I got one more thing for you. This property is unique in its nature, correct? Because of its trapezoidal shape?
I would say because of its trapezoidal shape and because it's been in the family for, 66 years, I guess.
And you can't develop this property without getting a variance because of this narrow nature of the rear of this property?
Right.
This is not something that you created by yourself, is that correct?
I did not.
Do you have an opinion as to whether or not this would in any way affect the essential character of the neighborhood?
Well, after the Killens Motel, which was a little bit rundown, was torn down and the new motel was constructed and houses were constructed behind it. And of course, if you look at Rehoboth Beach by the Sea and the new construction of those tear down and then constructing new houses, no, it doesn't impact the nature of them.
Do you have an opinion as to whether or not this would in any way impair the ability of others to develop their property?
No, I don't believe so.
Do you have an opinion as to whether or not it would impair the financial value of the other adjacent properties?
I would think it would enhance the value.
As far as this proposed variance is concerned, do you consider this to be the least variance you need in order to renovate your house?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'll let you stand down. Gentlemen, what we have here is a property that genuinely is unique because of its configuration, both as Lot 24 and the triangular piece that was added to it. It's small in its size, being 72 feet frontage on Carolina and 38 feet at the rear. The property does have a history of having an existing structure on site going back into the time it was developed by Mr. Wilson or Dr. Wilson's ancestors, if you will. This problem was not created by Dr. Wilson or Glenn Fern, but it results from the way the lots were oriented when the two subdivisions were created as additions to Rehoboth Beach. In the opinion of my client, of course, it does not alter any or impair any of the property values or any of the ability to use the adjacent properties, and it would seem from the plans that were submitted by Element that are part of your exhibit book that this is the least that would be necessary in order to continue the existence of this structure. And with those thoughts in mind, Dr. Wilson and I remain available to answer any questions that you may have.
Wait, well, we're going to start down here with you, Mr. Rickard. Do you have any questions?
Well, it appears that in the record that you've gotten residential additions in 83, 88, 91 on the same parcel, right?
Yes.
And it appears to back up everything you were saying about it being a square lot because it's recorded now as Lot 24, right? 90 by 100.
But it's not.
It's not, right. And that's what I'm saying. It's just you've brought that to our attention, and it's also on the record, it's that, which you have. Also the fact that this has been done, like you say, in good faith that this was a square lot.
I think it's reasonable for you or me or the members of the board to conclude that the predecessors in title and Dr. Wilson have all attempted to do the things that are required of them.
Right.
And that is to get building permits and make sure that they do what the code would require them.
And they definitely got permits. That's on the record. But the 90 by 100 pretty much backs up someone at that time was thinking that it was a square rectangular lot.
Yes.
By the way, Mr. Schrader, when you first came up and adjusted your mics, I thought it was Donald Trump. I had to look up there again to see. I had to check it out to make sure.
I'll chat with you about that later. Thank you.
You don't want to recess now?
No.
I have no other question.
Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Galloway has no questions.
Or comments.
Or comments. Mr. Sharp, you may have the floor.
I just want to be clear. It was originally believed to be rectangular of 90 feet by 100 feet, and I presume that the width would have been added to the east side of the property?
Yes.
Okay. Has there been any discussion with the neighbor to the east about this?
No discussion. The neighbors from the east are not there. They've moved to Florida. And that house, after the couple that built the house or that bought the house that was constructed there, the DeBellises, after the DeBellises left, that house has been purchased and sold four times. I think there's 5 years left on the lease. I don't know if this couple is going to be able to sell the house or not. It's leased land, Robin, I say.
Okay.
But no complaints
no
about
complaints.
The existing?
Okay. Correct.
And it's going to be the exact footprint, basically the same structure going
within
up?
That footprint, yes, sir.
And Mr. Schrader, the only other thing I noticed, and I don't know if this is supposed to be in here or not, but there appeared to be a letter.
It is not. If you do me a favor, Mr. Sharp, if you will remove it from all of the booklets and...
Destroy them?
Destroy them or turn them over to me, I would appreciate it.
We can do that. Gentlemen, there's a letter in there. Just remove it and destroy it. Hand it to me. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that there is a uniqueness to the lot, both physically and in size. I think it's necessary to, the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property since the structure has been on that footprint for a very long time. And otherwise, it wouldn't be possible to develop the property in strict conformity. I don't see where the hardship or practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. They just want to improve the property. Don't believe that it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. I think they're asking for a minimum to afford relief, and I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,752.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,752. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,752 is approved. Thank you, Mr. Schrader.